Ephesians chapter 4, we'll read this responsively. I'll read the first and odd-numbered verses. Congregation will read the second and even-numbered verses. Let's stand as we read God's Word together. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
For the perfecting of saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and in cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and measure of every part, made the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind.
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts.
Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Neither give place to the devil.
Let him that soul steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that eateth.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
And be kind one to another,
tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. May God bless the reading of this word. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be here this day, to have the privilege of hearing your word, with the privilege, Lord, of your spirit ministering to us, to be in the fellowship of the believers, a refuge from the world, a place, Lord, of your presence. And so, Lord, we would pray today that you would minister to us, that you would work in our lives, that, Lord, that truly that we would meet with you today, that the truth of your word would be heard and applied and responded to in each of our lives. And that, Lord, truly we would worship you, not merely by our presence, but in our heart and mind. And that we would allow the truth of your word, even of the hymns, even of every aspect of this service, may we might bow down before you and thank you and adore you and focus on the greatness of your Son, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And that we would be a thankful people, thankful, Lord, for the privileges of the Word of God, the privileges of hearing it and knowing it and being around it. And we would ask, Lord, your special blessing for special needs in our midst, spiritual needs, decisions that need to be made, steps in our lives, understanding, truth that must be received and acted upon. And so, Lord, we would pray that you would so move in our midst today that, Lord, that there would be a growth, a response, a turning to thee, a resting on thee, a building up of our souls in thee. And Lord, we pray that you would rescue our souls even today, that they would respond to the truth that they need, that each one of us, Lord, would not be neutral, but Lord, that there would be a hunger in our hearts to meet you, to respond to you, to allow you to illuminate our minds and to move in our hearts. We pray for the souls that need to come to Christ as Savior. And I pray, Lord, for those who need to come back to Christ in repentance. We pray for your grace to intervene in our lives. We ask, Lord, that even this day, you would bless our missionaries, strengthen them, Lord, in a very special way. We pray, Lord, for the work in Theka. We pray even now as their evening service is in session, Lord. I pray that you would move in that place, and that, Lord, those missionaries, Lord, would not be just meeting. They would not just be having a service, but, Lord, that they would be meeting with you, that you'd be doing something in our lives. And pray for the young people, that you'd be doing something in their lives, that they as well would not be just there putting in their time, but, Lord, they would be hungering and thirsting to know you and for you to work in their lives. Lord, we pray for the work in Naj Kaneja. We pray for the workers that they need. We pray for the boldness in Pastor Ola to preach your word. We pray for the people, Lord. They would hear the word of God. Lord, a people that have been seeped in communistic, atheistic thinking and immoral thinking of Europe. May your Holy Spirit lighten their darkened minds even after they've been saved, to think correctly, Lord. We pray that you would do a work there in Page, Lord, as that church, Lord, needs to turn to Thee anew and afresh and realize their dependence and their need of Thee. Might You do a work there, Lord, and pray that You will be with Brother Kanish in Budapest and the many who have been visiting. Lord, I pray that more than anything else, there would be an entrance of Your word into their hearts. We pray for this ministry, Lord. Lord, we need Your blessing. We need the moving of Your Spirit, Lord, as we seek to reach people for the truth. And a day in which the truth is so masked by so much religion out there and so much worldly Christianity. Lord, we can only say that only by Your grace would You open eyes and hearts and draw, Lord, souls to this place. Pray that, Lord, that we would be living right. We'd have Your power upon our lives, that we could be effective witnesses. And we pray for the growth of our people, that, Lord, we would not be just content to go through the motions, but that, Lord, that there would be a hunger in our own lives to go forward, to change, to bring glory to Your Son in our lives and for our families, Lord, as they grow in age, that, Lord, that we would, our young people would be fervent for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, do a work in our homes, do a work in our lives, do a work in this ministry. Thank You, Lord, for Your special blessing on the school. We pray for more students. We thank You for All Bible Baptist and the work You're doing in lives there. And pray that You'd bless that ministry. May we be a help to them. And Lord, pray encourage Camp Joy workers as they are here. Might this be a time of refreshing for them. May You be glorified, Lord. We pray for those with physical needs. We especially think of Jane and pray for her, Lord, even as she is absent from us today. We pray for her family and the needs that they have. We pray for those in our midst, Lord, who are looking to Thee for Your help. We think of Hannah and Daniel. And Lord, we pray for Your special hand of health upon Your people in this place, that we could serve You and do it joyfully. We thank You now for all these things and pray Your blessing now would be upon this hour of worship to Thee in Jesus' name. Amen.